Hello everyone, and welcome to Adaptcast, where we talk about business transformation, project delivery, automation, and the realities of modern organizations. I'm today's host, Francine Bobrus, and this time we're discussing something that almost every company struggles with at some point. How do we actually run transformation projects successfully? Should companies use Agile? Should they stay with Waterfall? Or is hybrid the answer? And maybe the most important question, how do you know which methodology is right for your project? To help us unpack all of this, I'm joined by Dorota Suchodolska, Senior Project Manager with extensive experience in transformation and operational improvement projects. Dorota, welcome to Adaptcast.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here. And honestly, this is one of my favorite topics because people often look for one perfect methodology. But real projects are usually much messier than the theory.
That's actually a great starting point. I feel like many companies spend a lot of time discussing methodology before they even start delivering anything. Why do you think that this became such a big topic?
Because organizations today are under pressure from every direction. They need to transform faster, automate more, reduce costs, improve reporting, introduce new systems, and often all of this happens at the same time. Naturally, leadership starts asking, how do we manage all this without creating chaos? And that's when methodologies become a very big discussion point. Companies start hoping that if they choose the right methodology, projects will suddenly become easier and more predictable. But unfortunately, it's never that simple.
That's very true. Sometimes it almost becomes ideological. You hear companies proudly saying, "We are agile," almost like it's part of their identity.
Exactly. And the reality is usually far more complicated. Because even inside one organization, you can have very different working styles. Maybe the IT department is highly agile and comfortable with constant change, while finance prefers structure, approvals, and detailed planning. At the same time, leadership wants both flexibility and predictability, which can sometimes contradict each other. So already from the beginning, project managers are balancing very different expectations.
Let's simplify things a little for listeners who hear these terms often, but maybe don't fully understand the practical difference. How would you explain waterfall versus agile in everyday business language?
I would say waterfall is very plan-driven. You spend significant time defining requirements upfront, building a detailed timeline, agreeing on milestones, and then moving step by step through the project. You finish one phase before starting the next one. So first comes analysis, then design, build, then testing, and eventually deployment. Agile works differently. Instead of trying to define everything perfectly at the beginning, teams work in smaller cycles. They deliver smaller pieces, gather feedback continuously, and adjust as they move forward. So if I had to simplify it even more, I would say waterfall tries to define the full journey before starting, while agile accepts that some parts of the journey will become clearer while you already are moving.
That's honestly one of the clearest explanations I've heard.
And the important thing is that neither approach is automatically better. They simply solve different types of problems.
You mainly work on finance transformation projects. What makes these projects different when it comes to methodology decisions?
Finance transformation projects live in a very uncomfortable middle ground. On one side, finance requires strong controls, compliance, documentation, audit readiness, and clear accountability. You cannot simply say, we will figure it out later, especially when regulations or financial reporting are involved. But at the same time, transformation also means process redesign, stakeholder alignment, automation, and technology improvements. And these areas often evolve during the project itself. Users discover new needs, processes change, priorities shift. So finance projects often require both structure and flexibility at the same time, which is exactly why so many organizations naturally move toward hybrid approaches.
One thing I find fascinating is how differently companies react to exactly the same methodology. Some organizations embrace Agile immediately, while others resist it completely. How much does company culture matter?
Honestly, it matters far more than people realize. You can introduce the best methodology in the world, but if it clashes with the organization's culture, it will struggle. For example, some companies are very ranked. Leadership expects detailed plans, formal approvals, governance structures, and clear reporting lines. In those organizations, highly agile delivery can create anxiety because leaders may feel they are losing visibility or control. Meanwhile, other companies are much more dynamic. They are okay to change priorities quickly and make decisions fast. In that environment, heavy governance can feel frustrating and unnecessarily slow. So methodology is never only about project mechanics. It's also about how comfortable the organization feels operating in that way.
And that raises another interesting question. Can different methodologies successfully coexist inside the same organization?
Absolutely. And honestly, many major organizations already work this way, even if they don't formally describe it like that. Different projects simply have different needs. For example, a major ERP implementation might require very structured planning and governance because there are many dependencies and risks involved. At the same time, a reporting dashboard initiative may benefit from iterative development because users often refine their expectations once they start seeing prototypes. And then you may have compliance-related projects where deadlines are completely fixed and non-negotiable. Trying to force all these initiatives into exactly the same framework often creates more problems than it solves.
I think Agile especially became very misunderstood over the years. Sometimes people hear Agile and assume it means no process.
Yes, and that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions. Good Agile delivery actually requires a lot of discipline. You still need accountability, prioritization, stakeholder management, communication, and of course, clean ownership. Agile is not chaos. In fact, poor Agile implementation often creates chaos because organizations remove structure without building strong collaboration habits in its place. I've also seen situations where companies announce, "We are agile now," but leadership still expects fixed scope, fixed deadlines, and fixed budgets from day one. And naturally, teams become frustrated because the expectations don't match the delivery model.
Sometimes waterfall is treated almost like an outdated technology. But realistically, are there still situations where waterfall works very well?
Definitely, especially in finance transformation. If you are implementing something connected to regulations, statutory reporting, tax compliance, or infrastructure changes, detailed upfront planning can be extremely valuable. And honestly, predictability is not a bad thing. Sometimes organizations genuinely need stable planning, controlled execution, and very clear governance. Not every project benefits from constant iteration and changing scope. So I think this missing waterfall completely is a mistake. It still has a very important place in transformation delivery.
I feel like more and more organizations are quietly moving toward hybrid approaches. Why do you think that is happening?
Because hybrid reflects reality more honestly. Real transformation projects are rarely fully predictable, but they are also rarely completely flexible. You may have one work stream where requirements are fixed and highly regulated, while another area is still evolving based on user feedback. For instance, the technical system integration may require structured milestones and formal testing, while reporting improvements evolve iteratively as users better understand what they actually need. Hybrid allows project managers to adapt delivery approaches instead of forcing one rigid framework everywhere. And honestly, many experienced project managers already work this way naturally, even if they don't officially call it hybrid.
One thing I noticed over the years is that methodology discussions often become very process focused. But projects usually succeed or fail because of people.
Completely true. You can have beautiful templates, excellent governance, detailed plans, and sophisticated reporting tools. But if communication is poor or stakeholders are disengaged, the project will still struggle. Some of the best project managers I know are not obsessed with methodology terminology. They are very good at building trust, facilitating decisions, managing difficult conversations, and helping people align around common goals. Because transformation is ultimately about changing how people work, and that always involves emotions, uncertainty, resistance, and communication.
So let's answer the biggest question directly. How should organizations decide which methodology to use?
I think companies should stop asking what is the best methodology and instead start asking what does this specific project need in order to succeed. Because the answer depends on many things. How stable are the requirements? How regulated is the environment? How quickly do priorities change? And we can ask the questions how long we want. Sometimes agile is absolutely the right answer. Sometimes waterfall is safer and more effective. And very often the best solution sits somewhere in the middle. The methodology should fit the project, not the other way around.
Are there warning signs that suggest a project may be using the wrong methodology?
Yes, definitely. For example, if teams spend more time maintaining documentation than delivering value, that can be a sign the process becomes too heavy. On the other hand, if priorities constantly change and nobody understands the roadmap anymore, the structure may be too loose. Other warning signs include decision bottlenecks, stakeholder frustration, repeated confusion about ownership, or constant rework. A methodology should support delivery. If the process itself becomes the biggest obstacle, then adjustments are probably needed.
And what advice would you give to newer project managers entering transformation environments today?
I would say learn methodologies, absolutely. Understand the principles behind them, but don't become emotionally attached to labels. Because real projects require judgment and, of course, being adaptive. And honestly, as project managers gain experience, they often realize that soft skills become even more important than methodology knowledge itself. The ability to communicate clearly, build trust, manage stakeholders, and stay calm under pressure often matters more than following a framework perfectly.
And where do you think project management is heading over the next few years?
I think project delivery will become more flexible and more supported by technology. AI will increasingly help with reporting, scheduling, risk analysis, administrative tasks. But interestingly, that may make human skills even more important. Because while technology can support coordination, it cannot replace leadership, negotiations, influence, or relationship building. So project managers will probably spend less time updating trackers and more time helping organizations navigate change.
Dorota, thank you so much for joining us today. I think this was an extremely practical discussion because many organizations are still trying to find the perfect methodology, when in reality, successful delivery usually comes from understanding the business, the people, and the project environment.
Exactly. Methodologies are important, but they are tools, not goals by themselves.
Very well said. And to our listeners, thank you for joining another episode of AdaptCast. That's a wrap for today. If you want to know more about today's topic or any of our service offerings, please check out our website at adaptivesag.com. See you on the next AdaptCast.